Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another awesome episode of OEM TV, where we talk shop with the coolest equipment manufacturers building using Windows. And these guys are just always great. And I happen to have the pleasure of being joined today by Wallace Santos, CEO of Main Gear. They are likable to a very popular luxury Italian sports car manufacturer, except, you know, for PCs. So I'm not going to give them the elevator pitch. Wallace is really good at doing that. So Wallace, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about Main Gear?
Hey, Gavin. So, you know, we're considered essentially the F1 of PC gaming. Okay, so this is the cream of the crop. We manufacture these really amazing handcrafted, you know, PCs with amazing customization. I mean, everything from the color of the cabling to the color of the liquid inside your liquid cooling system to the exterior color of the system, and obviously the components, the raw components that go into it, like the video cards, the CPUs, memory, etc. Everything is customizable. I started the business when I was 18 years old, and the reason we're in business today is because we like to celebrate PC gaming. We love PC gaming. It's a passion of mine. It's a passion of our employees. If you look at our average age here, we're in our mid-20s. These guys are Twitch streaming. We're playing games. We actually have a LAN in our building that we play games after.
And you're in New Jersey, yes?
Yeah, we're in New Jersey. So we're one of the few that are actually on the East Coast. So we're pretty unique business out here.
Well, you know, Wallace, I happen to be in Boston. You know, I wouldn't mind stopping on in one of these days.
You're welcome to come by anytime. We got some amazing demos. We have some really, really cool VR demos. We're actually partnered with the VR equipment manufacturers like HTC and Oculus.
So, yeah.
You're a couple hours away, and you're welcome to come by.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, thank you. I'm not going to be one of those guys that gets extended offers and never takes you up on them. You will be hearing from me. But speaking of VR, while we're on that topic, VR is huge right now. Oculus is doing its thing. At this point in time, HTC just announced pre-orders for their Vive and things of that nature. So we're all gearing up for that, including yours truly. So I happen to know from stalking you guys' website that you have this insane model designed for VR. It's the F131, right?
Yeah, so we just announced the F131. It's a system that it stands between a small form factor chassis and a full form factor chassis. It's an MATX design. Yeah, and it's has a slim profile. It has an MATX motherboard, and it can do up to two video cards, so two GTX 980 Ti's or two Radeon Fury cards.
An SLI or Crossfire.
SLI Crossfire, yeah. It's specifically designed for VR because the components that are selected are qualified to run VR. And it's not underpowered, so even our base configuration is going to have enough power to give you the 90 frames per second that you need to have an optimal VR experience. And that's the thing that most people don't understand, right? Some guys, they expect to buy the new HTC Vive with the Oculus Rift, and they think they can plug it into their five-year-old system and it'll just work.
It is not. Those suckers are resource hogs.
Oh yeah, it's resource hogs, and the crazy part is that if you actually don't have enough compute power to drive the pixels, you can actually get motion sickness because there will be latency when you move your head around in the VR world. So you need to make sure you have enough power.
That's good to know, and that's actually a perfect segue. I couldn't have asked for a better segue. It's actually a perfect segue into my next topic, and that's mobile power. And here in Boston, where I'm based, we have this huge indie game dev community, right? And tons of guys doing VR stuff. But they roll in, man, with their laptops, brands that I will not say, and you know, a pricing tier that just doesn't cut it for VR. So, you know, when you put on an Oculus and you walk around you move your head for more than 10 seconds, you know, you just want to, like, take it off and run to the nearest trash can. But you guys have a VR notebook, well, a notebook optimized for VR development and just usage, right?
Yeah, part of our VR announcement, we announced the Nomad VR, and it's essentially a desktop inside of a notebook chassis. Okay, so we have a full.
Now we hear that a lot. What does that mean?
It has a full Intel Core i7 processor from a desktop.
Oh my god!
It has a full NVIDIA GTX 980 video card from a desktop. It's not the mobile version, so it's not a cut-down version, and it's the size of a notebook package, so it's relatively it's going to be a thicker notebook, but it's not ridiculously thick. Here's the profile of the unit, so you got an
idea. There's an i7 and a 980 in that thing?
Yeah, there's a full desktop processor,
up
to
32
gigs of memory. There's a full GTX 980 in here. And enough to run VR, right? So when you try to run any of these headsets on a mobile GPU, you're not going to get the optimal experience. That's just the reality. The technology is not there yet. Maybe the next generation, NVIDIA or AMD, might have enough power in their mobile GPUs. But as of now, it's not optimal. It can run it, mm-hmm. but it's not the perfect experience. Something
understood.
Like to run it beautifully.
Understood. And that's you guys' goal, right? Not only just running your things beautiful, but looking good doing it. So I'm told that Main Gear is one of you guys' biggest things is custom. Yeah, he's pointing behind him, guys. I try not to reference it too much in this video, but that is sexy. I'm like drooling right now, and I'm like trying to hide it. So you guys are obviously really known for that, and customizability is a huge facet of what Main Gear stands out, right? Stands about, excuse me.
Exactly. So we don't have an assembly line set up here for our builds, okay? We're set up with cellular builds, what we like to call cellular builds. So it's one man, one machine. A builder will assemble the system. A second person will come and double-check their work, and we'll actually ship you the checklist. We go through a 100-point checklist that we ship out with every build.
Awesome.
And you know, what that allows us to do is it allows us to actually put the craftsmanship that we want to put into each system, okay? So if you go into like our social networks like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and you actually see pictures of the builds that we put out, those are customer systems. These are not magazine builds or some companies, they build these systems that they show off on the web, but then when the customer receives, it's a different product. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the same attention to detail. Everything we put out here, doesn't matter if you're spending $1,000 or if you're spending $100,000 on the system, we are giving it the proper attention to detail. We're doing this because we love it, and that's all I can say. It's really for the love of it.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It would be cliche had you not like let us up with this sob story in the beginning about like how you like decided to build a business at 18. That's insane, guys. I'm kidding, of course. But I totally understand. As an avid PC gamer, one of the most frustrating things is like having your entire system, you know, mapped out. You got all the colors the right way, and you're in the market for a new monitor. But oh wait, this monitor is red and black, and your entire rest of your system is green. and you don't want to look like Mr. Christmas, right? This is not what you did. So I totally, totally understand. So I'm going to ask you a personal question, Wallace. What, if any, I mean, you need to tell me right now your favorite build you've ever done. Right now, you have 2 seconds to decide.
It changes every time because we're always one-upping ourselves. I mean, right now we're working on a crazy, crazy build for a customer in Dubai. This thing is absolutely nuts. It's one of my favorites because it's one of the over-the-top builds. But I'm personally in love with the F131 right now. It's our latest system. It's actually a system that I'm getting built for myself. Today I own a Shift that I use at home. It's a rather large system. I'm going with the F131 because of it has a beautiful tempered side glass panel. And it has these new color finishes. It's just absolutely amazing looking. It's small, it's not too big, it's not too small, so it's a perfect system for me, and that's my favorite right now.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm going to ask you one of about the F-131, actually, because one of my personal favorite things is having this really jam-packed system, but I don't want, you know, a tower that comes up to my thigh, right? Like, that's not my life. So, but, you know, you trade off a lot of things, right? Like, you know, the ability to shove things in it, and sound may be a big issue, right? So how do you guys address those things? How do you guys use space?
To jam components in there, okay? So if you actually look at a build, you'll see that there's really no wasted space. And as, you know, one of the challenges when building such a powerful system in a smaller form factor is the acoustics. And we're able to keep everything quiet by liquid cooling all the components. So we're liquid cooling the CPU, we're liquid cooling the chipset, we're liquid cooling the GPUs. And what we do is, you know, our liquid cooled systems are actually truly engineered. So we don't actually sell a system that we've never built before. We work on these systems before we launch, you know, up to 3 months before we launch them. And we use, you know, over-the-top pumps, for example, pumps that should be running, that are heavy-duty pumps, and then we actually, it creates a certain amount of headroom, and we're able to drive the pump speeds low, keeping overall the life expectancy of the pump higher. The actual acoustics stays very low. It's a work of art and science at the same time, so it's pretty cool.
Epic. So keeping things cool by going way over the top.
Pretty much. And that's the beauty of it. So because we're liquid cooling everything, we get a certain amount of thermal headroom in the system. We're able to overclock it, and we're able to keep the acoustics low while achieving, you know, extremely high performance.
That is awesome. Now, I've got one question about one of your models, and I don't think you saw this coming, so I'm going to catch you like on the sly here. Your Alpha 34.
Oh, yeah.
The all-in-one desktop PC with an Intel Xeon just chilling out in there. How? And why on an all-in-one?
So that's actually, it's a project that I brought to Intel 2 years ago. I'm actually part of the Intel Board of Advisors.
Oh, awesome.
And I brought it to them. We launched an alpha probably 3 or 4 years ago, and it was actually a success. And I brought this case to Intel, and I said, look, why don't you guys assist us in releasing an all-in-one that's designed for gaming? Today, you can buy like a really cheap all-in-one here, or you can buy an iMac that's priced up here. There's nothing in between, and there's nothing that's above an iMac. So that was the idea, was to essentially come out with a gaming all-in-one that had upgradable components, and that would last you for a long time. So we ended up selecting a curved 34-inch screen, okay? And by selecting a screen with that type of real estate, it allows us to put the components behind the system and actually gives us enough space to mount everything behind the screen. So we put the ITX motherboard, so it's an off-the-shelf ITX motherboard. We put a full GTX 980 or, you know, Radeon 390X right next to it in parallel. We put, you know, the power supplies are actually into it. So we're actually able to lay everything out behind the screen, and you get that beautiful, it's just screen, and it's designed for gaming, and it's upgradable.
Oh, my God. It's upgradable?
Completely upgradable. Everything that's in the system actually is off-the-shelf components. So you can change it. If the Intel's latest generation chipset next year comes out, you can pop a new board in there and pop.
Oh my gosh. That is insane. And that's also not something you just throw in tangentially, Wallace. Like, I how did you not expect me to like bite on that? Like an upgradable all-in-one, are you serious?
And it's been a success for us. I mean, we're on the pre-order stages right now, and we sold out on our first batch, our first container of systems. So there's actually quite a long wait on them right now, and it's a good product. It's an amazing product.
Awesome. So you're gonna send one to your best bud Gavin like pre-launch? Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, I love it. So I mean, this thing sounds like a monster of a PC. I get equal parts like computational Hulk, and I get like an all-encompassing 34-inch curved screen, and I don't have to compromise on saying, okay, well, this is my build. This is what it will be forever.
There's no compromises. That's absolutely correct. You select the system that you'd like, you know, anything from a Drift to all the way to Upshift or an F131 or whatever. And you select that system, then you select your chipset. So if you want a 4-core processor, you would get the Z170. If you want a 6 or an 8-core processor, then you can go with the X99. And if you want anything above that, you can go with the Xeon for professional use. And once you select the chipset, it's going to take you to a configurator where you can customize your system from head to toe, right? So, or in our case, from bumper to bumper, or from chassis to chassis. I don't know. But you can, so you can actually select, you know, starting with the exterior and the interior colors of your system, to you know, the components, all the way down to the color of the cabling of your power supply. So, and anything else that you want that's custom. So, if you want like your character logo painted on the side of your chassis or laser etched, or some companies that actually want their company logo on the laptops or on the side panels, we do all of that. Just make a comment and we'll take care of it for you.
Oh, that is epic, man. That's epic. Wallace, you're killing it right now. I always find these videos dangerous to do because I do have a wallet, right, and it is not infinite, and you guys are making it exceedingly dangerous for me to have these conversations with you. But I'm going to ask you, what's that?
We offer financing, don't worry.
Oh, great! Put me in the hole nice and slow, right? That's funny. Final question for you, Wallace. How do you guys differentiate yourselves from the other boutique brands out there, you know, the Falcon Northwest or the Origin PCs of the world?
This is an enthusiast level build that would probably take an enthusiast 3 to 6 months to build if they've never built something like this before. And we you know, you can just go to our website and buy this product. I mean, you look at the cable and you look at the actual, there's actually spacers to keep the cables aligned. So, and this is these spacers, we actually laser cut them here. So this is the attention to detail that I really don't see anybody else offering in the business. And, you know, the customization options, for example, we're the first to introduce the Electrocolor finishes. We're one of the first to introduce, you know, painted systems. We were the first actually to introduce liquid cooled systems in 2002. It was something that hobbyists would do. It wasn't something you can actually go out and purchase, and that's how we kind of became known in the industry. So we are first to market with a lot of new technologies. We are innovators, and more importantly, the products that we're putting out, they're not just enthusiast built, they're enthusiast engineered. And there's a big difference for that, because when we engineer a system like this, we're thinking about the longevity. You know, how long will it last you? We're thinking about the maintenance. We're thinking about how can we ship a system like this to your doorsteps? Because it's actually really complex to ship a computer of this caliber, because this thing can break in, you know, in shipping. So
100 different places, right?
Every little thing comes into account when you're running a business of this nature. So we like to think that we are the pros. We like to think that we're truly the Ferraris or the Paganis of the business, and we're very proud of that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for this, Wallace. This has been amazing chatting with you. Do get ready for my visit. So I don't know what you guys are going to do to fix it, like prepare, but I'll be there.
Just drop me an email, and you know what? We'll do lunch. We'll play with some VR. Oh, let's play with the VR first before we do lunch.
Yeah, just in case.
you can come by, and you know, you're welcome to come by anytime.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, man. And everyone, for all you guys listening, thank you guys for tuning in with us. Be sure to check out Main Gear, the Paganis of PC. you guys have a great one. That's about it. Most awkward outro ever. Commence.